Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. And next up on News for the Soul Radio, it's time for Angie's Intuition with Angie Bell. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and her guest and topic for today. Angie, welcome back.
Thank you, Nicole. So happy to be here, everyone. Happy Friday. This is Angie of Angie's Intuition on this September 11th. I'm here with, I'm bringing a wonderful, beautiful guest on today. She is not only my friend, but she's a beautiful angel empowerment practitioner. And because today is in the world with so much healing, I asked her to be, come on with me, Cindy Smith. So Cindy Smith is the founder of Angel Empowerment Practitioner Course and co-founder with Dr. Carl LaRue, Angel Empowerment Healing Program. And the reason, and she assists individuals in, to understand how easy it is to trust your own intuition. Along with myself, she is just beautiful. And divine, she trusts your intuition. Divine guidance with angel empowerment tools, how to own healthy, your own health, wellness by healing and harmonizing every aspect of life and ultimately trusting in self. I want to just welcome in Cindy Smith here with me today. I hope you're on the other line, Cindy. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yay, thank you. I know that... You know, I can't read and talk at the same time, it seems like. Did you? I'm sorry about your bio, but she's got a beautiful bio, everyone. Welcome, Cindy. I know that you have so much background, not only in working with the angels and the intuitive side of yourself, but you also have a background in nursing and counseling, master in NLP, and you teach from a concrete wealth of concrete information that tells me here, combined with your intuitive gifts to present balanced and skilled approach to angel empowerment. Cindy, thank you for being here. I'm so excited to bring you on and have a conversation about what you do and what you're so your movement to healing is. And I know this because I am been a part of this. So this is what excites me, the hands-on healing program that you have created or co-created, and I just would love the listeners to hear more about that and how we can connect with the angels in this regard, and just talk about, you know, whatever else comes up. I know that there's so much that we could talk about, as you know.
Yes.
It's an unlimited...
As you know. Yes,
so tell me, how...
I'm... to have partnered up with a medical doctor, and we created a new modality about 5 years ago. And I guess the thing that we would say that it's a little bit different is that we know that we can ask for healing. I mean, that's a given. We can ask divine, creator. The main thing is to ask. Well, what we were guided to do is we are working with divine healing, so Archangel Raphael, but the little bit difference than we did, and I think this is a big deal, it's because of the power of thought that also goes with the healing. And what I mean by that is, so here's an example, like yourself or other practitioners, you would flow, the practitioners flow Raphael's beautiful healing energy, but as they're doing it, we've created language to talk to the physical body for the healing process. And it's like, I'll tell you what a lot of my practitioners say, it's like Reiki on steroids. Because we all know the power of Reiki and the beautiful healing. It's now you're actually using the power of thought to talk to your body. So, and I know at, I mean, you can give a little feedback about that, Angie.
Well, I am so blessed to have taken your courses, and this is one of the modalities that really fires me up. And I just because I've seen the results from others, and I know that you have many, many results that have come your way over the last few years. But it's incredible when your clients are able to really see a change in their body with this modality. Cindy, it's incredible. So that's why I really thought it was need to be a powerful conversation here today to let people know that there's absolutely amazing ways to heal yourself with the divine. So, yes.
And, I'm prepared too, Angie, because I got guidance this morning that one of the things that we could do on the show today is give some examples of language around the immune system and for people to see how it works. Because,
oh my goodness.
You know,
I had the same thing.
Did you?
I did. I put it in front of me, and I'm like, okay, I know I'm supposed to be doing this today. So awesome, Cindy.
Well, we've went through such a, we're still going through it. It's been that the awakening of our physical body, really, with what the world's went through with the COVID-19 experience, and how can we make a difference for ourselves. And, you know, people have asked me over the last several months of all the change that's been happening around us, you know, how are you dealing with the change? And, you know, like anybody else in the beginning, I'm human. And, you know, I was watching the news. I was paying attention. And there were times that I also dropped into fear. And to, you know, stay out of the whole controversy thing, the main thing that Archangel Michael and Raphael kept guiding was all they kept saying is just be responsible, my child. And my way of doing that is by allowing the healing to keep sharing the healing with others and doing our best to keep everybody empowered and out of fear. So I guess I just wanted to share that little bit for the listeners. That's how I've dealt with it.
That is fabulous. So Cindy, now I would love to share that, the language and how that works and how, and to walk, just everyone that's listening, just even take a moment to be accepting healing from Raphael. That's really what one of the first steps is to accept it, correct?
Yes. And the other key is believe, right? Trust and believe, because it's the power of thought. We're asking for Archangel Raphael, and Raphael can be with everyone on earth if asked, but we have to ask. So because the divine is unable to overwrite free will. So exactly. It's the main thing is to start by asking, but Angie and I are going to both be setting intention as we're doing this to send out. And anyone listening to this, really to start with, is just ask the vibration of Archangel Raphael to be with you and allow for any healing to happen where it needs to happen as you are going to repeat the language. So I'm going to make a statement, and Angie, you give I'll say the statement and you repeat it as if you were everyone else out there listening to it. How does that sound?
Well, that sounds great. I'm game.
And it gives everybody an opportunity to understand how this works. So anything you want to add before?
Just be in that space of receiving. So if you're sitting quietly in your seat, make sure your feet are flat on the floor. You've got your heart open and ready to receive. So go ahead, Cindy, and we will give the example. Absolutely.
And this is the language that it's for the immune. So it's immune language, including viral protection. Okay, so it's a combination. So I'm going to start, and then I'll share a little bit as to why this is an important language to do after. So here we go. So I'll state, Andy, you repeat, and everybody else can repeat with you.
Thanks.
I accept healing on a cellular level.
I accept healing on a cellular level.
To optimize function.
To optimize function.
To my white blood cells.
To my white blood cells.
To allow my fighter cells.
To allow my fighter cells.
To remove abnormal cells.
To remove abnormal cells.
And toxins.
And toxins.
I allow healthy cell growth.
I allow healthy cell growth.
And cell protection.
And cell protection.
I ask my immune system.
I ask my immune system.
Produce antibodies.
Produce antibodies.
To fight virus particles.
Fight virus particles.
I ask antibodies.
I ask antibodies.
To bind.
To bind.
To the virus particles.
To the virus particles.
Marking them as invaders.
Marking them as invaders.
Allowing my white blood cells.
Allowing my white blood cells.
To engulf and destroy.
To engulf and destroy.
And remove.
And remove.
With ease and balance for my physical body.
Ease and balance for my physical body.
I accept healing.
I accept healing.
In balance.
In balance.
With ease and gentleness.
With ease and gentleness.
For my immune system now.
For my immune system now.
Take in a beautiful deep breath in and allow to just receive that beautiful healing. So a breath in and out. And another beautiful grounding breath in and out.
Oh, that is fabulous, Cindy. The language is, go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in the power of thought. I have been for many, many years. And, you know, you know, gratitude to people like Louise Hay that was the forefront of understanding the power of thought. And so this whole modality that we created with Archangel Raphael and the language, it's used in quantum physics. I mean, there's so much in depth to it, but we've made it so easy for people to be able to say language and receive healing. And the most amazing thing is now we're doing it all long distance, and the results are just as impactful as if they were in person. So,
and that's one of the greatest things. It is amazing, Cindy. A lot of people feel you have to be in person, and I think that was the thought at first. But when we started to expand to long distance healing, I can attest that it has been incredible. And as the energy just flows. So as long as you've set yourself into a beautiful space to receive the healing and to, it's amazing. So I think this is something that the people should know, that there's ways of accessing this kind of healing. I love this immune language with the viral protection, you know, building up our immune system, keeping it strong and healthy. I love talking to our body in these words. So beautiful. And I do agree with you. Thought, the power of thought. I mean, the mind is so powerful, and we're learning more and more all the time about how, and some of us intuitively already seem to feel and know that. It's just sometimes you need a tool or a way to get there, and this one really can bring that around. Thank you for doing that. I hope everyone enjoyed that that beautiful process, and that was called the immune language with viral protection. Cindy, I know that there's a bunch of callers. I do believe that when I came on, we've got some callers that are wanting to come on. On board, are you open to taking some calls with me?
Absolutely.
Okay, Nicole. If you'd like to put someone too, that'd be great.
All right. We're having a little challenge with the line getting dropped, so let's go to one that seems to be hanging on. 510, area code 510. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Hello, hello. 510. Your moment. Yeah, we've got something going on with the lines, unfortunately. We're going to refresh the board while you continue on.
We'll continue on. Okay, that's perfect. So, Cindy, what have you seen with the hands-on healing in the number of years from the beginning to now? Tell me about sort of, I guess, the positive feedback you've been getting. What does that look like?
Things that as when we teach the practitioners to become certified, they need to, the requirement is 8 case studies. And within those 8 case studies, we have done stats without getting into too much detail. And I think the biggest thing that was really noticed for change is anybody that's had to deal with chronic pain, any type of pain in their life, the change for people with pain. Now, Dr. Carl knew why that was happening because he's created the language that talks to the pain matrix. And it's also part of working with the whole systems of the body. And that was one of the things that Dr. Carl was adamant about, is that this wasn't a one-time deal and your life was going to be amazing, because he knows how the physical body works. And his whole understanding was working with all of the systems of the body. And because of that language that he created, I would say that the biggest change that I really noticed for people was the pain. There was people going from like a 0 to 10, 10 being the highest. There was people at levels of 8 and 9 going down to 1 or 0 after 4 sessions. So we kept, Carl and I, you know, we kept seeing these stats because the practitioners, we, you know, the clients gave permission for us to look at the stats. And we were, even for us knowing and trusting and believing in the power of that we have for change, the stats numbers were astonishing, really. I can't, I don't know how else to say it, Angie. Carl and I would do, you know, the, it just brought us so much joy that the practitioners were out there allowing this assistance for healing for people. It's number, you know, so especially people that definitely deal with chronic illness. Now, it's more focused on, you know, making change versus just all the symptoms, but it's really dealing with, you know, what is behind the pain. And that's the great thing with the practitioners is they're trained to also be working with the energy of the body. So how to clear and any techniques that they can use to help clear any blocked energy, all of that. So there's so many levels of little intricate things that happen for clients, as you know, Angie. But I would say the number one biggest things that we would notice is definitely chronic pain.
Fantastic. Wow, Cindy, that just is, I love sharing and I love that you share because I can hear your passion and I can hear how you've seen so much change and thank you for talking and bringing that forward in this environment here today. Now, not only are you an amazing creator of courses, but you all just recently, you also created a beautiful deck of cards as well that I am finding I love more and more every day and I use often. I just wanted to bring that forward too, that Cindy's got a beautiful deck. What is the name of your deck, Cindy?
Inspired Change and Healing with the Archangels and Crystals.
Yeah.
I know it's a long, long title. I was guided to create this deck with my cousin because she is, you know, she's what I refer to the expert with crystals and I guess you could call me an expert with working with the Archangels. But I really wanted a tool for people that they could use for themselves. Of course, practitioners use it for their clients, but this tool it's very easy because we've put a Archangel message, a crystal message, an action step, and an affirmation all in the card for you. So that's why I love it. And I think, you know, you can give me feedback, Angie, but I really get that from clients and people that purchase it is they love it because it's easy for them to use. So
it really is.
Thank you
the messages are clear. Oh, you're welcome. You know, I know that there's listeners out there that would, I know that they're waiting to ask for a card to be pulled for them and to see what messages they can receive. And the cards are wonderful. Anyone that is able to see these cards or to purchase these cards, all four messages are there right for you. It is super easy and it's clear. The messages are divinely guided from those angels, beautiful angels. And I love how you've been able to really put it all in one space for people. So pulling a card is always exciting. As one just flips them talking to you, you know how this happens. You know the cards when they start to fly out, you've got to listen. So the card that came out is maintaining your chakra centers. And I love that because it gives the reader so much information, the intention and what to set and what angel is speaking to you. So in this case, maintaining your chakra centers, and that's for everyone, you know, clearing. Right now we could be just filled with a lot of heaviness and a lot of, you know, with everything that's going on. And clearing those chakras is always lightens everyone up and gets them back into the vibration that they need to be in. In this case, Cindy, this card is beautiful. Archangel Michael is sending the message. the crystal is selenite, and there's an action from both the Michael and the selenite crystal. And the affirmation is beautiful. So I would just like to read the message from Michael to everyone here, because I feel this is coming out for all of us. So it says, "My child, set intention to care for your chakra centers. We will assist in clearing, balancing, and increasing vibration with your chakras. Maintain your centers. Maintaining your centers allows for increase in the clarity for mental, emotional, spiritual, and health vitality." How beautiful is that, everyone? So I love when you can walk away with an affirmation for the day with yourself or your client. And this particular affirmation is, "My chakra centers are in harmony now." Cindy, how fun was this for you to make? This card, you know, to be guided by these beautiful angels. This is amazing.
Well, you know, I've been doing readings for people since 2008, and I kept getting the nudge that I was to create my own deck. And finally, I did it. But here's the thing. The reason that I personally love the deck is because I've been doing this for so many years, and I know the questions that people ask and people that are searching for guidance, and I kind of have my set of terminology that I use. Well, I created 44 cards that really deal with everything that people have been asking for the last 12 years, but also giving them tools, because I'm all about empowering people with tools that they can take care of themselves. So that was the whole intention of this deck. And I use it for myself. So, and people say, well, why would you, and this is a question. When we're an intuitive, and as you know, like Angie and I, who, you know, we consider ourselves intuitive, we trust, we do what we need to do to keep care of our physical, our emotional, spiritual, and our mental. But I love to also have a confirmation, and that is when I'm kind of getting a message also from the team, a card will give you confirmation. Right, Ash?
Absolutely. Absolutely the truth, yes. Because sometimes you're like, okay, I really need to know. So whether it's the card, if the cards aren't in front of you, you look for that sign that you've asked for. And they do. And so the card is such a great confirmation. And it is amazing. You can't even make that stuff up, Cindy, you know, when you pull the card and you're like, oh, my gosh, that is exactly it. We're right on track. So it's amazing.
I got to just add to Angie, you know, I was going to be a little bit lazy. I call it lazy a little bit, because I was just going to create the 44 cards, and I was just going to give a little tiny, tiny little bit of an instruction how to use them. And when I started to create the deck, I realized that there was no way I was going to be able to be lazy. And so there is a guidebook with it, with tons of tools within the guidebook. So, you know, shielding and energy cord changing and all the basics that we all do to take care of our energy, I made sure that that was all in the guidebook so people would have complete handy access to everything. So,
amazing.
I couldn't be lazy. That's why it took me a little bit longer to get it published.
Well, I'm just going to throw out a plug there. If anyone wants to call into the show, the number is 646-595-4274. If you'd like to have a card pulled by Cindy or I, just please give us a call. Or if you're on email, it is ontheair@telus.net. Send us a message through, and we will pull a card for you as well if that's what you're looking for. So I just thought maybe today, because it is such a date that is so memorable for many people, for September 11th shows up every year. Cindy, would you pull a card for everyone and for healing in regards to this date here
For 9/11, absolutely.
For 9/11, yeah.
Okay. We will see. So, this is the card that came up. Remove old grief patterns.
Oh, magic.
So, how fitting is that? You know, because we're referring to an event that has happened in the past, but it, you know, it is 9/11 has always created so many positive aspects also. And, you know, I even created around September back in 2008, I created, started doing International Angel Day. So it's
right.
been a, you know, it's been a heart connection for me for many years. Now we do a couple events a year and we call it Inspirational Angel Day with the angels. But I'll just read, would you like me to read the message?
Please do share this message with everyone. Yeah.
Okay. So it's Archangel Azrael. And of course, you know, the removal of grief patterns will have, you know, there's also so many different types of grief. Okay. But here's the message. My child, the emotion of grief changes your physiology and your mental and emotional state. Recent grief is necessary as a human process. Old grief, left unprocessed, can change your state and therefore your life experience. Acknowledge that grief can come from many areas, such as loss of a loved one, a job, a relationship, health, and money. And I'm going to just keep going because that's what they're telling me. So the crystal is smoky quartz, and this is the message from smoky quartz. I can help prepare you to be ready to shift, and I can assist with the release of built-up grief and emotional patterns. And your action step is to ask in helping me shift away from the state of grief and to embrace seeing the world through the lens of joy. And here's your affirmation, everyone. I allow joy now in my experience. So that was quite the card to pull for today.
That is a great card to pull. Now, not only for today, but also in the world, the climate that we're living in, is that, you know, we need to find our joy and just be, and I've been doing my lives based on, I do a Facebook Live at 11:11 mostly every day. Today, everyone is here on the radio with me, but what it is what we can do in just our 24 hours and to keep that energy and our vibration up, that joy going. So this card, it's really, really impacts today. So can you just read that affirmation one more time?
I allow joy now in my experience.
That's beautiful.
And with the, you know, with the, I'm going to just share a little bit about now time. And throughout my deck, you're going to see the word now capitalized everywhere. And the reason that is for my many years of working with Archangel Michael and the divine vibration, now is the most important vibration for us to be in. Because when we're focusing on past or even focusing on future, it takes us out of the now. And now is actually where we create. This is the one moment we have control over. We have no control over past, and we definitely have no control over future.
And that's so true, absolutely. And then if you focus too far in the past, that becomes a little depressing, you know? That's not what the energy you want to be in. And you focus too far in the future, anxiety starts to happen. So the best thing we can do for ourselves is just be in the now, be in this vibration. And you're right, that's all we have control over. I love you, Cindy. Just have to tell you. I just love you.
we think
the same way. They feel the same way. I just really am excited to have you here with me on today. I just wanted a little, I don't want to go too far in the past, but just last night, Cindy and I she invited me on her platform on Instagram, and we did card pulling back and forth. And I have to tell you, I had the best time. I got off that session, and I was lit up for the rest of the day and night. So it's so wonderful working with your energy and working with you. So thank you for being here again today with me.
So we do have a live caller. Sorry to interrupt. Okay. I didn't know where a good opening was. But her line
That's
keeps dropping,
good. No.
So let's put her on while we can. Everyone's got to be persistent today on the lines. When you get dropped, just dial back in. So we have Lisa on line one. Are you still there?
Hi. Yes, ma'am.
Yay.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Well, hi, ma'am.
What is your question?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I have a question. I have a neighbor, she's with a dark hair. She paints.
I think she's cutting in and out. I've lost her again.
I'm sorry. She's a. I have a question. I just have a question about a male friend. If you see us like sometime in the future, communicating in peace or in any form, and then you probably see two, either or be great. What you see in that? I only have two male friends. One of them starts with the letter R.
Okay. So what I'm getting from your question, because it's cutting in and out, Lisa, just looking to see if I'm right. You're asking about a friend and a neighbor in you, or if you're going to be communicating. And
I'm going to re-ask the question, and forget about that question. There's a female.
Okay.
There's a female. She's a neighbor. She has black hair, and she was nice, but I feel like she has like a hidden personality. I feel like she's thinking bad things of me, and I don't like it. I don't know if she's jealous, but I just want to know. I want to refrain her from thinking negativity. What do you see in that? Her name is P. Her name is Patty. It just happened.
Okay.
I didn't do nothing to her. Thank you.
So, thank you, Lisa, for calling. What I'm going to do is we're going to pull a card just from the angels here and ask what that is for you and see if there's some direction that you can take. And I think that is what we'll do here. So the card that comes up for you, Lisa, is, I hope you can hear this, is own your own response and own your responsibility. So beautiful card for you. Archangel Uriel is the angel that is giving this message. And the message is, now is the time to step into your own personal power. Be responsible for your actions, emotions, and physical health. Searching for understanding through a filter of blame, judgment, excuses, self-pity, and resentment. Be at cause. So, my child, and accept what you have control of in your now time. Cindy, do you have anything more to say about that?
Yes, Lisa. You know, the main message that's coming through is, you know, keep your power intact. By focusing that kind of energy, you're actually giving up your personal power. Just, you know, really focus on that you are in your personal power, and other people stops other people from affecting you.
Absolutely. So a great affirmation would be, I accept my power now. So to be in my power now. Does that sound right, Lisa? Thank you.
Yes, that's beautiful. That's how, like, I have confidence. I feel
yes.
like I need to have confidence and belief. And what you're telling me, ma'am, thank you so much. I'm glad that, because I've been a little bit worried that she has jealousy, insecurity. And I need
not
to
worry
yeah,
about her. Not
yeah,
to worry about her,
just
be
in
to
your
worry
power.
About yourself. Be in your power.
Okay.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you, Lisa.
Much, ma'am.
Bye for now. Okay, that's great. Amazing how the cards just show up exactly the way they're supposed to. Cindy, let me just see. I know that we have time flies. You know, we have a timeline and it just disappears right away. There is other things. Nicole, if there's anyone else, let me know. Just pop on in.
There is someone else.
Okay.
Should we take the call?
Take the call, please.
Sure. Okay. Area code 604, you're next. You're live. With
Angie. Hello, my dear friend, Angie. It's Michelle here. How are you?
Good morning, Michelle. It's nice to hear your voice. Thank you for calling in. Absolutely.
And yours as
excited.
Well. This is fantastic. So I was wondering if you would be able to pull a card, because our world is in such chaos and transition right now, to pull a card that can help us define our path forward.
Oh, wonderful. Cindy, would you pull one as well? Why don't we do this?
Yes.
Pull two cards,
I'm on
Michelle.
It. You do it, and I'm on it.
Okay. I got chills all over, Michelle, with this question. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I have gotten a beautiful card. Just you can't even make these things up. I just love it. Courage for change is the card.
Absolutely.
It is a stunning card because, and it comes with Archangel Ariel. She is the messenger of this card. And it tells us to let go of control and accept change in your now. So you have no control over the future events. Fear of change blocks growth. Allow change to continue with positive intent. Couldn't have said it better myself, Cindy. These are incredible words. The affirmation is really about creating the positive change in the now and instead of with acceptance. And I think that is what we all need to hear at this time, having the courage to change.
Yes, so much. That's perfect for now. So having the courage and being able to step into that, like you said earlier, the joy, right? The positivity of what we can create.
Just in this moment.
Yeah.
And Michelle, just to back up that the card that Angie pulled, the other card that came up that I pulled was forgiveness. So,
right.
You know, that's bringing in as people are really moving forward and making that change to really forgive and let go.
Yeah. Because that's how else we move forward, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And so the affirmation for the forgiveness card is I accept forgiveness of self now.
Yes.
So.
Oh.
Yes. Wonderful.
And stunning, wonderful cards. They are, this part of affirmation, you know, not only the cards and affirmation, for me, my body got a full-on vibration when both of these were pulled. So how wonderful. I think that is our biggest challenge, and I find that every day if we sort of just make one step forward to feeling that positivity or that joy or what we can step into, and to also just maybe forgive yourself the small things to start, then that larger thing that you may need to bring forgiveness to will come.
I love the part about forgiveness because, you know, we all make mistakes, you know, and being able to move through that helps us grow so much, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Forgiveness, I think, is one of the number one tools that we find sometimes the most difficult, but once we do, it just releases us to flow and move forward, right, Cindy?
Yes, and my angel team, sometimes we can be our worst critic, and my angel team always reminds me, child, they're lessons. So they're always referring to the lessons. So when we can learn from the lessons, it makes it much easier to forgive and definitely keep that courage to move forward. And right now, that's Michelle, that was a great question to ask to be able to send out to everyone right now with everything that's happening. So thank you so much for that beautiful question.
Yeah,
and thank
you
both
you,
for carrying it through. Wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much for it. We'll talk to you soon. And I just want to give one quick note, Michelle. Cindy also is a Powell River resident, or was. So you guys have that connection. It's amazing.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you for doing this, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Wow. Cindy, how wonderful was that? I am always blown away about the messages that come through where the angels are guiding in such a wonderful way. I'm looking at the time. We're getting close to our time here. So before we get going, I just wanted to, you can hear I've got a little bit of a timer going on. We've got a few moments left, but I wanted to really, just before we said goodbye today with you, is that I want you to talk a little bit more about your Angel Day, because this is something that anyone from all over the world can attend, because you're doing it through a webinar. It is so inspirational, so uplifting and positive, that I really want you to share a little bit about that and how they can do that, how they can purchase a ticket if they choose.
So, like I said, I've been doing Angel Days since 2008, and it's one of my favorite events. Well, with everything happening, there's no big events were in person, so I'm doing the Inspirational Angel Day on a webinar style, which means anybody around the world can join. When I asked Michael what was the theme that he would want me to focus on this day, the message came through as trust. And so the whole theme has been really developed around getting to the core of trust. You know, is there belief systems that get in the way? Become more aware of what thoughts. And I have guest speakers with me, and like I say throughout the whole day, it's really, I'm all about giving people tools. So, you know, you'll mm-hmm. have the opportunity to understand your angel team, but you know what, the real fun, this is what I love. We do audience readings too. So we'll be doing live audience readings, and tons of prizes, Angie.
Oh, that's so much fun. So what day is this happening on?
It is 20th. And so it's a little over a week away, and it's really easy to register. You just go to my website, which is Cindy Smith, AEP, AprilEdwardPaul.com. So Cindy Smith, AEP.com, mm-hmm. and hit the events button, and you'll see Inspirational Angel Day. And of course, if anyone's, you know, interested in the deck, again, go to the website and just hit the shop button, and there will be my mm-hmm. deck, and I'll be happy to send it out to you no matter where you live. So, yes.
No, it's been such a pleasure having you on here and having you to let everyone know the power of healing and to be able to work with the divine and the angels, as well as language, speaking to our bodies and healing. And I am so I love the healing process, and to be empowered with my own ability to do the healing. So that's what I think is great. You don't have, you know, once you start to understand that, so much healing can happen. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of that information that you provide and guidance that you provide so many of us out there. So I'm going to ask Nicole how much time I have, just because I want to make sure I'm on time. This is how this is. Can you just jump in and give me a...
We are 3.5 minutes to the top.
Okay, thank you so much. What I'd like to do is also just give a... Oh, gosh. Lost my train of thought, ladies and gents. Somebody's talking to me in my head. you know how that goes. It's like, okay, I want to just go on about the trust, because somebody just said to me, you need to just, you know, reiterate trust. We all need to find that peace within us, to find our trust, to find our beliefs, and to really know that the angels are there for us at any moment in time. We just need to ask and trust that they're there and they're guiding us and helping in every way they possibly can. But just remember, angels cannot help you unless you ask. And that's the real key to working with them. I just want to say thank you, Cindy, for being here. And I'm just going to do a small little plug for myself here because I know the time is almost up. And for anyone who wishes to, you know, have, I have some free downloadable tools on my my website, angiebell.com, for you to just use. One of the tools would be how to protect yourself from fielding, just like Cindy also has taught me. There's some tools that you can use for meditation, for grounding, different tools, plus a meditation, all free for you at angiebell.com under the spiritual portal. So please come in and enjoy those and start to really empower yourself. I want to say thank you to News for the Soul. This has been a great event, and thank you, Cindy.
I just want to do one plug for you. Angie is an amazing angel empowerment healer, so all that we were talking about, you can book her and have fun.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much. Well, I would like to say I will see you all next month, October, the second Friday of every month, for Angie's Intuition. Thank you all for being here. I send you love and light through the angels, and have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.